Wiley Post might not be the most well-known aviator in history, but as an adventurer of the skies, his discoveries shaped the way we fly today. Post has a colorful history. In his short life, he lost an eye, joined the circus, soared higher than any other pilot had gone before, and landed on the wrong side of the law. This is The Spirit Lives On, a series on Monocle 24 powered by Longines. Episode 3, Wiley Post.
1898, born in Texas. 1921, arrested for armed robbery and spends a year in prison. 1926, buys his first aircraft. 1931, sets the record for the first successful aerial circumnavigation by a single-engined monoplane. 1933, becomes first solo pilot to fly around the world.
Wiley Post initially trained to be a pilot in the U.S. Army Air Service, but as the First World War ended, before he finished his training, his actual first aviation job was as a parachutist for a flying circus called Burl Tibbs and his Texas top-notch flyers. But barnstorming for a living was just the tip of the iceberg for this aviator whose short life was fueled by a daredevil thirst for adventure in the sky. A son of a cotton farmer, Post's dream of owning his own aircraft seemed distant. He tried almost everything to raise money, including armed robbery, for which he was arrested and sent to prison for over a year in 1921. After his stint performing air acrobatics, he then moved to working on an oil field, but in 1926 lost an eye in an accident. The setback didn't deter the pilot. Instead, Post took the compensation and used it to buy his first aircraft. When Post recovered, he became a private pilot for a wealthy oilman who owned a Lockheed Vega, one of the best aircraft at the time, synonymous with record-breaking aviators of the era. It was called Winnie Mae, and it was in this plane that Post would go on to fly around the world. Wiley Post worked with a navigator called Harold Gatty, who had been trained by PVH Weems, a Navy officer who invented all sorts of navigation instruments. Gatty went on to be nicknamed the Prince of Navigation by the aviator Charles Lindbergh, and was later manager of the Weems System of Navigation School for Pilots. In 1931, Wiley Post and Harold Gatty took off from New York to set a new record for flying around the world, with a time of 8 days, 15 hours, and 51 minutes. 2 years later, Post did it again, this time solo, and shaving a full day off his record mark. It's highly probible that he used the Longines Weems second setting watch for navigation, as well as the Longines Lindbergh hour angle watch on both these trips, as this telegram from Post was sent.
My Longines watches gave me precise time during my record flight around the world and were of great help with navigation.
Sadly, Wiley Post's extraordinary life was cut short. In 1935, aged just 36, Post was killed when his engine failed upon takeoff in a flight from Alaska. But his legacy is important to air travel today. Post wasn't just known for his circumnavigation records. He's responsible for developments in flying that were key to, quite literally, reaching new heights. In 1934, working with a team, he developed the world's first practical pressure suit, which would allow him to go above the 20,300 feet threshold for the first time and to set new altitude records. While he was zooming around above the clouds, he discovered what we now know as jet streams, fast-flow air currents that make the aircraft suddenly and significantly speed up, a pivotal advancement in air travel that paved the way for the aviation industry as we know it today. This is The Spirit Lives On, a Monocle 24 production in association with Longines. To find out more about Longines' long history with aviation, you can listen to the rest of the series over the coming weeks. You can also read more and find out about Longines' brand new spirit collection at longines.com. The Spirit Lives On is produced by Holly Fisher and executive produced by Tom Edwards. I've been your narrator, Gillian Tobias.